Everybody, it's Roger and James here from the Discinder Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking a little bit about Vinylmation, and I know we've done this thing about, is Vinylmation dead? I feel like I've been writing this story and doing these videos for years. Well, on my recent trip to Walt Disney World, I kind of felt like, yeah, it is, because having not been to Disney World in 5 years, we've been out to Paris pretty much every year since, so it wasn't like we hadn't been, and it was like this year, I went on holiday and I came back and I had brought one single blind box. One single blind box. The 2018 Eaches that came out 6 months ago. And it literally was like, my wife turned around to me as we were walking around. She said, you know what? There's a big change since last time we were at the parks. I said, what? She said, you're not running around in all these shops with these stupid figures. And she said, it's so much nicer. You're not running off the trade boxes. And I said, I was walking in the shops looking around and there was a few things in the store. There was a few still figures. But I'm looking at them going, that was like the only set they had was the Last Jedi set. That was from 6 months ago. Or a big figure that no one really liked. And it just sat there on the shelf. Even going to the outlet, it was like there was two different sets there. And I mean, I could have. It's like Rogue One. The Rogue One set is here. It's like that was 18 months ago that got released. It just felt like, and for my wife to turn around and say how she felt it was the big difference in a holiday, well, they probably how bad I was when I was there, but it's like even walking into what was D Street in Disney Springs, and it's now the Star Wars, I kind of walked in the shop and I'm like, it's gone. It's literally, it was that weird, it was, and now I've wrote stories about it and I've been saying about it, but it was actually that kind of thing of walking in and actually going, yep. All gone. And then I went into Pin Traders and found a few. There was still a few there, but you know, everywhere you look, they were shoving pop vinyls were the main thing they were pushing. And it was that weird thing of just going, yeah, they have. And we've just had this massive release of the Tiki Room pop vinyl set that was had a huge queues. And it was just like, yeah, this is a product that Disney have officially just kind of gone, When it sells out, we're not replacing it. Because they've only released one figure this year. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, but this is how Disney is. You know, they run their collectibles, and people buy the collectibles. And then once people stop buying the collectibles, they start producing them, and they move on to something else. Mm. You could argue that the same thing is starting to happen to the Zoom Zooms. I think they're well on their way as well. I mean, you still see them. There's still new releases coming out, you know, on the site, on Disney Kingdom. Yeah. You'll still, every once in a while, be
there's a lot less.
What was the Finding Nemo. Yeah, the Mulan collection just came out for the anniversary of that show, etc. But it's not like it used to be.
No, they used, we were, about a year ago, we were nearly at fortnightly releases, multiple boxes. They have really been trimming them down. There was not that many of them in the parks. They have been trimming them down. They're not even telling us what's coming up in advance. Again, the trouble is everything goes through waves, and these things come and go. I don't think Fuffy has really kind of taken off the way that they wanted it to. I think the Zoom Zoom collectors kind of burn. Like we said about the pop vinyls, there were pop vinyls throughout Walt Disney World, and you find them on the Disney store. And like I said about that one that just sold out, they have been getting like exclusive ones at the parks. They've been a bit hit and miss. The earlier ones sold out really, really well, and then the later ones, it's like this Tiki Room one. I mean, people have been saying, you know, there was like, you know, reports of like 7,000-8,000 of them, so there's lots of them, but of course, everyone's still worrying that they're going to sell out, and pop vinyls like people like to flip them and all the rest of it and get caught up in it. But they were everywhere around the park. You can see, the thing is with pop vinyls, you see them everywhere you go, no matter what shop. Every store is selling them. They are mass consumable, but they're also cheap. And I can see why Disney are using them in the parks, because the cheap merchandise have been created. The only thing for me is I'm walking around the store shops going, well, if I can buy it at home, that was kind of my thing of going around on my last holiday, was if I can buy it at home, I'm not buying it here. That was kind of, it was like, I haven't got enough room for my luggage. It's like, if I can, but I only want to buy stuff I can't get. And I mean, I picked up a few exclusive stuff, but yeah, you could definitely sense that the vinyl system, you know, they're definitely pushing the pop vinyls more, because I just think they're cheaper for them to worry about.
Well, that, and they've already produced them, so they kind of need to get rid of them as well. Yeah. So now at the parks and Disney stores in general, there's really two collectibles that we're working on at the moment. One is the ones behind me, the pins.
Yeah.
Which they're pushing very hard. But again, it's probably for the same reason you're talking about. These are very easy for them to produce. I mean, they need to pay some artists to do the concept work and put the final product together. But once they're done with that, producing pins is cheap.
Yeah.
Like, really cheap. So,
and it's still, there's a lot of people still buying them, a lot of people in the shops. I did go into all the pin shops. I looked at the pins on numerous occasions, picked them up, looked at them, also, and we were in the pin traders, and I was in there with my friends, and we were looking at the folders and the binders and all the rest of it, and I literally turned around and I went, I can't afford to get into these. It's like, I'm better off stepping away, not getting involved. It's that thing of like buying ones you like and all the rest of it. But again, you know, Disney store don't have as many. There's not as pushed online as they used to be. They definitely seem to have slid back into being a theme park exclusive kind of product. And it was, you know, pins. People were trading them. People were walking up to them with their pin badges, and you could sense that that was still a community. Whether or not it's as busy as it used to be, it still felt like people were going in there buying them. The Vinylmation section just looked like it was gathering dust. And that's, you know, I'm surprised they've not just pulled them all out and sent them to the outlets already. But then that was a whole other experience at the outlets.
Right. So, like, the pins I don't think are ever going to be the huge collector. You're never going to, you know, you're not going to see people flipping pins all that much. A couple of them every once in a while will get valuable, but it's impossible to predict them. Personally, I only get the ones that I'm like, ooh, I really like that pin. Like, I saw a Darkwing Duck the last time I was there. I have to get Darkwing Duck. Mm. But the other collectible item, which we've talked about in the past, are, of course, the Funko Pops. Mm. So, but they don't have a very big presence at the parks. They're kind of just something that Disney has attached to, which is much larger than Disney.
The thing is with them is they were like everywhere, but I think, again, because people are used to seeing, you know, they would have every single section you went to, they had them. The thing is, as well, they can just pop them next to them, literally. You know, if you've got an incredible section, they put them all there. You know, when you did walk into Pin Traders, you could see a bunch of, like, the collector mission breakout ones. And when we did get off a journey into the imagination, there was a wall of Figment pop vinyls. I didn't make it out of the shop. I had that in my hand, and I was picking that up the second I walked. And I'm walking around Adventureland trying to find the orange world, the orange bird, couldn't find it anywhere. So there is that thing of, you know, that's what I wanted to pick some up, but it was just very, very noticeable that the vinyl figure situation at the shops had changed in that 5 years since my last visit, of just what they were pushing, what they weren't pushing. But even like out in Universal Studios, there was just pops everywhere. There was pops popping up in all the different, everywhere you look, they were like, oh, look, here's a Minion, load of Minion merchandise. There's a Minion pop. Oh, there's a, you know, E.T., there's an E.T. thing. I mean, they launched their own vinyl collection thing about 5 years ago, and you can tell they're not selling. They're just, you know, they're already on discounted stuff because the pops are just selling more. I did pick up, there was a Universal Studios exclusive Deadpool Dorbs that I did pick up. I must admit, there were a couple of Marvel stores in Islands of Adventure. I could have spent a fortune in it, and I did. I literally was in there, I'm just like, oh, I could spend a fortune in that shop. But you could see them all through there as well. You can see how these things are cheap. They can pop them in. They're selling. People are buying them. And, yeah, they've definitely got a different appeal to them that I think the Vinylmation never had. And yeah, it was just a really weird thing looking at it and thinking like of how much things have changed in those years. Whereas pins looked to be the exact same; they were in the exact same spots as they were. They were the exactly same amount of people there that they were there on my last trip. It's still there, but the figures are just gone.
It's kind of interesting because I wonder if like the fact that the pins never became like a huge thing. You know, there's always a following for them. Yeah. It's not the, you know, obsession that Vinylmations and Zoom Zooms and Funko Pops had, are the reason why they're still around. It's just like They built up the solid audience. You don't have to be a collector to get into pins. You can just be like, hey, there's a pin for I just got off of Star Tours, and there's a pin for Star Tour. I can just pick up the Star Tour pins, and that's it. It doesn't feel like a collector's item, so I can just be like, oh.
Yeah.
So they don't take up much space. They're cheap to produce, and they're very, very touristy. They're very, you know, here you go. There's my little Star Wars pin. I have my Star Wars memorabilia. It doesn't take up any space. You know, it's not going to get lost when I move, whatever. There you go. It's nice and easy. On the flip side, you've moved several times. How have the Vinylmations been to move?
Oh, they've been enough.
Exactly.
Having had to move them 3 times in 18 months, it was like, I know when I was setting up the last time, it was getting to that point of like, half of them didn't make it out. Half of them was like, oh, no. And I don't know when we move into a new place next year, you know, I am going to have my own little special area for filming and having set a table and setting everything up properly. And it's staying this time because it'll be our place. It will be that thing of, yeah, I don't know how many of them are going to come out. I think I tried to have a bit of a cull before I left, but there wasn't even a lot of interest. I don't know if, especially now, if, you know, my storeroom is just slowly filling up with boxes near the door of new stuff. But it is that odd thing. I know where I was I'm in a different place with like buying things like when I was out there, because it was like everything I buy is gotta go in storage for a year, so therefore it does change what it was. But just walking around some of the stores, like in Galactic Outpost, you could see it was Lego sets, Hasbro action figures, the Black Series figures, you know, you had Pops. But at the same time, I was walking around, and maybe because I pay much more attention to what's out constantly, like daily, multiple times a day, it was like, well, I can get that in desk. It was that thing of walking around these stores and going, all of this is mass produced. There is nothing much here that is really saying to me, exclusive. This is just a shop full of Star Wars stuff that you could buy everywhere else. Even the Marvel shop, and most of it was, you can see that they've been outsourcing their products more and more, and you can, it's just, it's a lot easier. It's just become easier for them. They aren't producing as much stuff for themselves. I think they're focusing mainly on clothing and like artwork and things like that. They seem to have abandoned the mass produced products. You can see that when, you know, you're walking around and there's like all the, even the fashion and stuff, you can see them going out to different companies and stuff. They're definitely outsourcing more and more.
Yeah. And it works out that way because, you know, shirts, everyone needs shirts one way or another. Again, just like the pins, it makes for a very nice little souvenir item. I was at Disney. Here is my Stitch t-shirt with he looks grumpy and he hasn't had his morning coffee yet. There's my Disney t-shirt. And again, like you mentioned, though, you know, both of us are very much in tune with all the news that's coming in. You're obviously reporting it, but I also read all the stories as they come in, even the ones that I normally don't care about, just to be aware of what's going on. And most people going to the parks don't know what's there when they get there. So they get there and they go to the spinner rack with all the pins on it, and maybe they've never been to a Disney park. Maybe it's been several years since they've been to a Disney park. So everything on there is brand new, and they just get like, all right, I want to get that pin and that pin and that pin, and I want to get that Funko Pop because I haven't seen that Funko Pop, even though it's mass produced, and I want to get that shirt and that mug and so on. So yeah, it's one of those kind of catch-22s. You and I, we know what's in the stores. A lot of the readers who are listening to this know what's in the stores because they keep up with it, but that's only a small fraction of the people who actually are at Disney every single day.
No, but it was just very noticeable that I felt like things had changed, where it was much more mass-produced retail merchandise being brought in rather than the exclusive stuff, because you could see that when you went over to the outlet. You know, I was out in the outlet and I'm like walking around and there's tons of Shanghai merchandise, because I was hoping to find the Shanghai Vinylmations because I know Travis had seen them. And I'm walking around and going, and there was like all these Pirates of the Caribbean stuff. And I literally turned around to my wife and said, I think I must have said it loudly enough. I said, oh, they must have had a couple of container ships full of stuff sent over from Shanghai for this. And then there was these two people standing in front of me. They turned around to each other and they looked at me and they went, that explains it. He said, we wondered why everything was Chinese and they hadn't connected. Like, half the store was like the Shanghai merchandise. It's like, yeah, they just ship, and the other half seemed to be Rogue One. There was a lot of, I mean, I even walked out the outlet and I didn't spend a penny. Normally I come out the outlet with carrier bags full of stuff, and it was like, this stuff's like, especially the Rogue One stuff, like action, the dark, you know, there's a couple of Black Series figures there I was close to picking up, and I'm going, these are already on in discount stores over here, you know, they're already, these Rogue One stuff are already in discounted stores. None of this, it's like, you could sense where the outlets, because they are producing less of their own stuff, you can see how they aren't making, they're not sending it. It feeds through the chain, doesn't it? Eventually, if you're not producing as much, you know, I suspect with the Hasbro stuff, things, it's easier to flog on.
Yeah, and then you can also never really predict what is going to make it to the outlets anyway. No. So, you know.
No, it was very, it was just a very different kind of experience from the last time of just, you know, the thing of, there was a lot less original merchandise, things like say Zum Zums and Vinomation. It all kind of felt a lot less, I would say it felt a little bit less special. A lot of the shops felt very like I said, yeah, it was a big store full of Star Wars stuff, but you're like, well, 90% of this is available on Amazon.
Oh yeah, Amazon, and if not Amazon, then eBay.
Yeah. You know, yeah, well, just like, you know, I say, yeah, if you go to your local supermarket, you're not going to be able to pick all of this because it's little cherry picks, but you would be able to find them at most of the big retailers. And it was just very odd. It was just very strange. And that kind of feeling of like, well, I literally did turn up to my wife one, and that, and there will actually be an unboxing video up on the website of me actually opening the Vinomation because I filmed them while I was out there. And it was like, this is it. I bought one Vinomation on a holiday. When I came back the last three visits I did to Disney World, my suitcase was half full of these figures, and now I've come back with one. And it was like, that is a big check. You could really see how, I mean, I know I've been barely reporting on any, but it was very, very noticeable that it was different.
Yeah, and you know, the next time you're there, it's going to be different again. We have no idea what is going to be the next big thing. Disney, of course, has many things in the work. Which ones will be successful, which ones won't, who knows? But you know, in 5 years, if we're both still doing this podcast, we'll be like, oh man, you know, I remember those Funko Pops, yeah. Or you know, I remember when pins were a big thing, or
yeah.
So who knows? Yeah. And Disney has their hands in everything, and there will be something, because Disney knows how to make collectibles. They know how to make you want collectibles. So.
I definitely feel like they have kind of gone in the zone now of, if there is going to be another breakout collectible, it will be from another company, and they will flog it.
Rather, more than likely.
I don't feel like at the minute Disney is in the zone where they're making their own. It just doesn't feel like they are. They're not in that zone and coming up with their own little idea and putting it out there. That's just my opinion. But we'd love to know what you guys think. Let us know in the comments below. Get in touch with us on the social medias, etc. Follow us over at Disc Kingdom. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.